Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ray Gustafson joined in studio by Kristen Weir from the Logan Center. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
I said your last name right.
You did.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because every time I talk to you, I'm like, is it? I want to make sure I say it right. Does it get mispronounced
all
quite
the time?
Often? Does it?
Yes.
Okay. Want to make sure I said it right. Well, we want to talk because April is Autism Awareness Month, but let's find out a little bit about the Logan Center and what you provide through
Sure.
the Logan Center. Give me a little background first.
Sure. So the Logan Center here in Southwest Michigan primarily focuses on autism, and we serve individuals, I would say 18 months, and then our oldest individual right now is 65 years old. So we are really trying to look at the lifespan approach, I guess, to serving individuals with developmental disabilities and autism. So we have a center located at 1651 Nickerson Avenue in Benton Harbor. And in that center, we serve about 70 individuals one-on-one throughout the day. We do applied behavior analysis therapy. We have speech therapy, occupational therapy. We have social workers on staff who do some counseling. And we do behavior consultation, social skills groups after schools on Tuesday and Thursday night for children, teens, and young adults. And then we have some young adult support groups as well that we do services. In addition to the center, we actually have therapists who go into the home. And so they do after school services or for our adults, you know, anytime throughout the day that works best for them. And we work on anything from daily living skills, toilet training, trying new foods, brushing your teeth, dressing to pre-academic skills so that there's success in school. As you get older, pre-vocational skills if necessary, things that maybe they missed a little bit and need some practice. We do a lot of conversational skills or communication training if someone is still delayed in communication. So we really try to tailor it to the individual, regardless of ability or where their strengths are. If someone is coming to us, we really try to help meet their needs.
That's great. How long has Logan Center been around and how long have you been involved?
Sure. Well, Logan in tradition has been around since 1950, started in South Bend, Indiana by a group of parents, actually. And it was started pre-IDEA. So back in the 50s, if you had a developmental disability, you weren't really involved in an education or a school setting. So Logan actually started as a school in Logan Street in South Bend, Indiana. And then once, you know, laws changed and great opportunities came, Logan then kind of shifted their service arena to serving residential day programs, some children's support early on. And so they've been around for almost 69 years, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I've been with Logan since 2006. So I was the first service provider within the autism field in Southwest Michigan, actually. So I was one of the first people to bring applied behavior analysis therapy to our community.
It's and excuse my ignorance, it's
sure.
the Logan Center. Is it just in Southwest Michigan, Indiana, or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're located, we serve Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties in Southwest Michigan. And then in Indiana, it's mostly like South Bend, Granger area, I would
right.
say.
Right.
There's some outreach, obviously, as well.
Now, things have changed a lot, like you said, in the past 60, almost 70 years
yeah.
then with how... you know, how the diagnosis, I mean, autism is a very broad term. It's a big umbrella that a lot of different things fall under. I mean, there's many different types of what would be considered autism.
Right.
Then, right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that they're able to diagnose it, it is great, but it's getting earlier and earlier. How has it changed just in the 14, 15 years now that you've been involved with the Logan Center?
Yeah.
How has things changed over the years for you?
Well, for professionals, there's a diagnostic manual that you're supposed to use, and they've had two revisions in the time that I've been practicing. And so what they've really looked at is how are these individuals impacted and how is it impacting their lives? And they're trying to base the definition on that. Because a lot of times before autism was widely recognized, children were still on the autism spectrum, but they were misdiagnosed sometimes as like early childhood schizophrenia, which would be terrifying, I'm sure, for a family member.
Yeah.
A lot of children, when I moved here in 2006, were actually diagnosed as bipolar at the age of 3, which really shouldn't happen either. And so I think there was a presentation of behaviors and they were hard to explain. And I don't think autism was really, you know, too big in media, and there wasn't a huge awareness, I would say, in 2000 when I got in the field. And I think now that there's just a greater awareness and people are willing to talk about it, it really opens up everyone's eyes to, okay, I once had a kindergartner tell me the best way to define autism, and I think she was right, was autism just means you learn differently. And I think in our practice, that's what we see. The kids and the adults have a great variety of strengths. And then they also have these challenges that can, even if they're minor, be very significant to their lives. And so the things that you can see and consistently see are some sort of challenge in communication. So either someone doesn't have the ability to speak, all the way to they can speak, but you ask them a question and they answer you with a question, or they repeat your question, which is referred to as echolalia. So you say, what's your name? And they'll say, what's your name? All the way to someone who can have a conversation and it's somewhat reciprocal. But if you take a pause, you realize they've never once asked you a question. So they'll answer all your questions. They're very respectful. They can be very kind. But they never say, like, how was your day? Or what'd you do today? And in relationship building, and even in a job skill, you do need to have the ability to ask someone else a question, ask for help, ask for assistance. That really helps bond people and form connections. And a lot of times in autism, that can be difficult. There can be repetitive behaviors, repetitive interests. All those things can really come in contact with daily challenges for an individual with autism.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, talking with Kristen Weir from the Logan Center, April is Autism Awareness Month. Now, indicators of autism usually appear, by the age of two or three, but it can sometimes be diagnosed as early as 18 months, you said?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Research shows that early intervention leads to positive outcomes later in life for people with autism. Is it something that could be developed later on? I mean, a child could seem, I don't want to use the term normal, but for lack of better terms, somewhat normal, and then develop it later on, or is it something that they're born with?
Right now, the research is showing you're born with it, but it presents so differently that if someone has a very acute cognitive ability, if they appear very bright, sometimes it doesn't go diagnosed until the social, the socialization that becomes more prevalent in teens. We're seeing some people come to us in their teens and even young adulthood because if they primarily focused on like their academic abilities or a special interest they were very skilled at, people really didn't notice maybe some of the social challenges or the rigidity. If someone's really good at computers, and computers is a great thing right now, or robotics, mm-hmm. they might be really successful, get a lot of praise, attention, accolades, and then they go out to find a job or start a relationship of some kind, and it's really challenging. And what they find is that they actually meet a lot of those criteria of rigidity, resistance to change or routine, restricted interests, intense reactions to sound, smells, textures. They might have had delayed language early on or unusual eidetic language where it was almost like they memorized it, but it was very formal. They avoid eye contact. You know, there's different social things that might have been challenging their whole lives, and they just didn't realize it until later.
You know, some people, think like it's difficult for me working on the radio. I don't have to make very good eye contact with people on a daily basis when I'm just talking into this microphone, but I find it sometimes difficult for me to do that. I mean, I think a lot of people might fall into some of this criteria, but they're not necessarily falling into that spectrum.
Sure.
The repetitive behaviors, Kristen, is something that I see a lot. My son is autistic, pervasive developmental mm-hmm. disorder under that umbrella.
So yes.
Does a lot of repetitive behaviors. And he seems, as he's getting older now, he's 30, and he seems to be, I don't want to say outgrowing some of these, but is it possible to outgrow some of these, or just maybe you're learning to deal with them a little bit better?
I think some of our clients report to us that they have better coping.
Coping.
So
the word.
They still might have a internal tendency where they prefer to do something, but they've learned it might not be the best thing to do that same thing okay. all the time. Or we used to have clients that their parents didn't go the same way to school or to work every day, they would really have a full out meltdown.
Yeah, that routine is very important.
And what they kind of learned is to habituate to change. And I think a lot of people on the spectrum can learn immense ability to habituate to change and learn to kind of accept and cope and tolerate things that still might be somewhat aversive to them, but they learn, this is a good thing. Like if I try a different route, I might have a new experience, and that new experience actually might be positive. And so what we found is if our clients have a lot of that positive outcome, they're more willing to try new things.
Is there, for more information, obviously, you know, you can contact the Logan Center, but do doctors screen kids nowadays for this if they determine, is there a trigger that causes them to want to screen for this, or is it just something pretty normal that takes place now at the, with your healthcare provider?
There are a lot of healthcare professionals that use questions from the MCHAT. It's a really quick questionnaire that kind of screens out, you know, does your child respond to their name? Do they have a difficulty transitioning? Do they have a hard time stopping a preferred activity? Do they, you know, for the early childhood years, you know, are they babbling? Are they creating word connections? Do they have a vocabulary of so many numbers of words? I think pediatricians and family physicians are doing a great job, especially in this community, asking those questions. But with autism, there's not a medical test per se that you can do. It's all observational. So it is challenging at times. And I think it's really important for parents or guardians or advocates to not be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah. So if you have some questions, though, about this or anything of the services Logan Center offers, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. Parents call, and even individuals who just have questions, call all the time. Our phone number is 269-983-5833. I'm really good at email, so I do offer that as well. My email address is Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-W, at logancenter.org. And you're also welcome to visit our website, logancenter.org.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Kristin, we're from the Logan Center, April Autism Awareness Month. Thanks for important information.
Thank you.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.